All right, guys, as we can see, Kiki's still out here. She's still out here, you know, on her little high, on her little kick, guys. She's still out here, man. Guys, what are we going to do this show today, man? I'm going to just jump right into the comments. I'm not going to mess around. I'm just going to jump right into the comments, and we'll go from there. Because I just want y'all to see how, you know, where we are. I want you to see the temperature. You know, how men and women operate in our culture today when it boils down to the ideals of relationship, ideals of respect, you know, the dynamic between men and women. Now, this is a tweet from back when she first went on the stage, when all this stuff first happened, guys. It was from Akeisha Preston. She said, Darius Dalton just tried to humiliate Kiki online, so he's not a protector. She makes more than him, so he's not a provider. Just because she makes more than him doesn't mean that he's not a provider. You know, that don't mean he's not a provider. Now, he might can't give her the wants on the level that she won't, but providing mean I can provide you with lights, water, food, transportation. That's what providing mean, man. You see what I'm saying? That's what providing mean. We have got in this culture, we've gotten to the point where we think providing means giving a person all these extravagant things and all their wants, everything that they can think of off the top of their head. That's what you're supposed to be able to provide. Nails, hair, trips, all that shit. She going to say that, and he had a child out of wedlock. She's not a wife. I mean, she's not his wife. Okay, she's not his wife. She had a child out of wedlock, too. The audacity of trying to scold her about traditional value when he meets none of the criteria. Well, they both out of pocket. They both out of pocket, if you want to say non-traditional. And to be honest with you, it's very few people, very, very, very few people that meet all the criteria for being a traditional family, traditional wife, traditional husband. Now, let me see. Okay, they say, I don't know how to say it, but for the Black Swan, it says men are so jealous of partners that they are more successful than them. It's why I always advocate to never, as a woman, get in a dynamic like this. Okay, guys, see, this is the thing about women. And no matter how many times you tell them this, they're never going to understand. Successful women is not a prize for men. Not men that's masculine and operating in a manly way. That's not, because financial success brings masculinity. It's not everything to being a masculine man, but it breeds. It's part of it because it represents your ability to provide. And successfulness for a woman represents an ability to provide. And providing is masculinity. It just is, man. It just is. Now, I'm not telling you that a woman can't go out and earn a living, especially in the modern day, because we see the dynamics with the families. There's no such thing as families no more. That's just about dead. But, you know, women do have, I'm not saying that they can't go out and earn, but to think that you're going to be this prize, this woman that all the men want because you're successful, you're sadly mistaken, because men's brain don't operate like that. The only guys that operates like that is men that's trying to play on you. Men that's trying to play on women are bums. Those two, you either a bum or you just out to try to play on women. It's simple as that. Those are the men that you're going to attract. It just is. I don't see no superstar as her success is something that I would date her for. Because we all know men are visual, man. We looking at how fine you are. That's what we thinking about. We thinking about, do you got a big ass? We thinking about, do you got big breasts, legs, lips, skin tone, hair, things that, man, we ain't thinking about your job. That's in your mind. See, you're trying to think that we want you the way you want us, and we don't. Let me see. I never see men correct other men while they're fatherless, while they're fathers, but always want to be in a woman's business. See, the thing about this is, guys, if the woman respects you, she's not going to wear something that she feels she will disrespect you if she has that level of respect for you. When a woman don't have no level of respect for you, God, man, you ain't about to tell her what to wear, what she can and can't wear. Oh, you're trying to put me in a box. Oh, you're trying to be controlling. They can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want to say that about all the things that they demand from a man, what they'll do, what they won't stand. I'm never allowing a man to do this or, but listen, guys, most of the time when a woman find, well, I ain't gonna say most of the time, 95 to 96% of the time, if a woman deems you her man, she's going to walk a thin line. And within that thin line, guys, it comes with the way she talks to you, the way she dresses when she's out in public, how she carries herself, how she treats you. This just boils down to that. It boils down to that and nothing else. Now, if she can leave and take your ass, if she can leave and take your ass, then guess what? She's gonna put all kind of demands. Oh, you gotta be this way. Oh, you gotta be more romantic. Oh, you gotta take me on trips. Oh, you gotta listen to me. Oh, this a 50-50 relationship. I have a saying this: when a woman can leave and take your ass and she's in a relationship with you, you're gonna catch hell. And yes, she's going, you're not going to be able to tell her what to do. And she don't give a damn if it's respectful or not. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, it's as simple as that, guys. It's simple as that. You know. And I guess, man, you know, I'm listening at the lyrics to this song, and this is this, I guess this is the new anthem. This is the new anthem for a lot of young women, because this, and whether they believe it or not, you know, this is subliminally painted into their brain, because that's the way they think. That's the way they think. That's the way the new generation of mothers want them to think. Yep. This is the way they want them to think. Don't get married in your 20s. Don't get married in your 20s. You need to be out here being a 304, man. Just go 304 it up until you get to your 30s. Granted, when you get into your 30s, now it's time to dig down and try to find a man that you want to be with. And you got about what, 5, 6 years to do that, if you can do that. Let alone if you done picked up a child on the way. Okay, this guy, you know. This guy, Jay Fresh, he says, y'all corny as F. I'm not gonna say the word because I'm trying to cut down on the cussing on this video. Let shorty shine. Y'all mad as hell over a situation that ain't have shit to do with y'all and mad because she ain't in the corner crying. Dude, see, this is pandering 101. See, we have a lot of that's a community that's growing, guys. That pandering shit is growing. It's growing. The simping is it's out of control. We ain't mad at her. We don't care what she do. It's what she represent, and it's how he handles the situation that make all majority of the women think that, hey, this is how men are, and this is how she is supposed to respond. Because the thing is this: the Kiki caught the guy online, DMing other females, and said, "Oh, he's cheating." All right. So because he was caught cheating, now she have the right to get out here and do whatever it is that she want to do. See, this is the thing. Now, I'm not telling you to accept or telling her to accept cheating or telling anybody to accept cheating, but you don't have to lose your self-respect and values. You don't have to lose that. You can simply move on. You got a newborn baby. You can simply move on. You ain't gotta get out here and show your ass and make yourself look stupid. Cause it's 304-ish, real 304-ish, you know. And yeah, I listened to the song that boyfriend song with Usher, you know. It's simpish too, man. And the reason why I say it's simpish, man, y'all go check it out. Go check. I'm not gonna play it, but y'all go check it out. Man, listen, guys. When you're dating a woman, her boyfriend should never come up in your come off of your lips. It shouldn't even come, he shouldn't even come up in your brain. And especially not in a way that it's a competition. Because the worst thing you can do in the world with a woman is get in a competition with another man for her. It's a lose-lose situation. It's a lose. If you lose the competition, you hurt your self-esteem. If you win, you really don't get the woman. You damn near twisting her arm because in her mind, she had other choices. She had other choices. You know she had other choices. And you should be happy that you won the battle. You should be happy that you got me, because I'm the prize. I'm what you wanted. I'm what you fought for. How far you think that's gonna get you? You think she's going to respect you? You think she's gonna tone down her over-the-top personalities? You think she's gonna tone down being super extra? Nope. You better hope the hell that you can put up with all that shit. You better hope you don't mind her saying whatever it is she want to say to you. Because that's exactly you, because that is exactly what she's gonna do. You're starting out on the wrong foot, man. You're starting out on the wrong foot. And when you start out on the wrong foot with a woman, you already know what is going to happen. Let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. You already know what's gonna happen, guys. You already know what's gonna happen. You know, it seems like, a lot of these women not even want to be, that's all they want to be now is baby mamas too, man. You know, I hate this for the kid. I really hate this for the kid. And because the kid is eventually gonna come back and see all this stuff, and mom, dad going back and forth, and it just doesn't do well for the kid. It's not gonna work. It'll work out better for him than it will her. If he don't start if he step up and act like he got some kind of backbone about him. Then life will work out because first of all, she has a child, and I see on these videos talking about, oh, I didn't realize it took a village. I didn't realize that y'all helped me see that. So in other words, to break that down and to decipher that, she's saying, I can raise my child with y'all. I don't necessarily have to have the father. It's that idea. It's that ideology. See, women think, guys, that their family just includes their kids. It doesn't include the father. It don't include the father. It includes her or them and their kids. That's what it includes. And that's why we got a lot of fatherless children out here. And oh no, men run off and they lead a woman with the children. They cheat and then they run off on their children. Don't do nothing. Yeah, the men that y'all go chasing after that ain't worth a damn, those are the ones who mostly run off on their children. And the guys that y'all and the children that y'all raised to be not worth a damn. Yep. Yeah, them kind, they do run off on their children. Now, I seen him come back on. I seen him when it was today. It was recently, man. He's talking about, you know, he's not breaking up with her. He's not, you know, he's not moving on. And, you know, people need to mind their own business and things of that nature. And I'm kind of paraphrasing about what he's talking about. But, bro, you know, you should move on. You should move on. And that's another thing. If the woman caught you cheating, man, listen, guys, if you ever get caught cheating, it's over. Just go and chalk it up to the, just go and chalk it up, man, because it's over. Because what you going to do? You're going to beg her, you're going to beg for her to come back, get on your knees, buy flowers, do everything. How's she going to be submissive to you after that? How are you going to lead her after that? She's going to feel entitled just like Kiki feels. Like, okay, I caught you cheating. Now I get to do whatever I want. You got to kiss my ass to get back in. Man, I ain't finna kiss no woman's ass. That's the worst thing you can do. It's one thing to clarify what you said and be careful how you apologize. Be careful how you apologize to women, man. Be careful. Be careful. Because women don't take apologies the way you think they take them. And apologies a lot of times make you look weak. It makes you look weak. And even if it don't make you look weak, the woman will sometimes feel that you weak. It might not, she might not know it, but the energy that it gives off. Plus, try not to be out here doing shit you need to apologize for. So then that make it where you don't have to apologize. So that means you don't have to apologize. Yep. So, you know, guys, it's just how it is, man. You know. So now, you know, I don't know how it's gonna work because guys, every time, you know, I see men in these scenarios. Years later, when they 55, 60 years old, you know, you sit down and really talk to them, man, they'll tell you, man, I should have been left. I should have been left, man. I should have been left. I never should have hung around with her, man. Man, she don't listen to nothing I say, man. Man, she go where she wants, she come back when she want, man. She don't listen to nothing I got to say, man. Man, I don't even know what to do, man. Dudes be miserable, guys. Dudes be miserable. Man. Yeah. It says these comments are crazy and show that a lot of women deal with and let a man do and say anything. A lot of times, now let's break that down, guys. These comments are crazy and show that a lot of women deal with and let a man do and say anything. See, this is the thing what women like to ride. This is the horse that they like to ride. All right? The men that treat you any kind of way are the men that you should have never been with in the first place. You know, see, women want, it's two things, man. You know, that most women are have a choice between when it comes to dealing with a man. Very seldom do they get both or all three. You know, he's gonna unlock the eroticism in her, and or he's gonna be a provider. Yeah. But women nowadays are starting to choose the provision. They are choosing the romance, the eroticism over the protection and providing. And you would think, and you would say, well, I ain't gonna say you would think, but well, I guess I can, because it's because they're independent. They have more options to go out and provide the financial things for themselves versus how a man used to have to go out and provide those things. But the problem is, once they get into that world, it's a world that they really don't want to be a part of. It's a world that eventually they're going to get tired of. See, man, the difference between a woman when she go climb the ladder of success is, once she get at the top, she still can't find happiness. She still can't find happiness at the top. But a man can find happiness at the top. We can find happiness at the top of the ladder. At the top of the ladder. The reason being is because being successful for us, number one, it does a lot for our self-esteem, our ego, and it relieves a lot of stress once we get into a certain position that we don't have to worry about how we're going to provide for our family and the people around us. That's what it does. See, you guys, let me tell you something about being with a woman. If you don't know this already, you hear a lot of women that always talk about, I want to be with a man that likes to travel. Hell, some women will tell you, if you don't have your passport, then they don't want to talk to you. I don't want a man that likes to sit at home and don't like to do nothing and don't like to do blah, 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 blah. But see, what women don't understand is, fun for most men is just not being stressed. It's just not being stressed, because it is stressful for a man. It is super stressful for a man. And for us, that's fun, not being stressed. For them, fun is not being bored. Bored and fun. Stress equals fun for us. Not being stressed equals fun. Not being bored for them equals fun. So that's the dynamic, man. And it's hard to get women to understand that. It's hard to get them to understand that. She goes on to say, he stepped out of line and she kept it moving. Yeah. Yeah. Right to the meat carousel is where she's heading. Right. Because guess what, man? She, you know, that was a Lisa Ray, you know, what's the other chick name? What's the one? Y'all know what I'm talking about. They always got this podcast, the older chicks. I think her name after a while. But where you going is over to their, you're going to replace them when they're getting their 70s, 60s. That's where you're headed. You going to where they're at now. No man. Still doing all kind of ass injections, still doing liposuction, still doing all these different kind of plastic surgeries and all that stuff to try to stay young so they can try to stay getting the attention. That's all you finna do. That's all you finna do. Or you gonna try to marry you a simp. And once that happened, then you're gonna find yourself feeling trapped. Because guess what? He's going to be the provider. He's going to be the provider. Because I can guarantee you this. She's probably not going to get a man or feel a certain way about a man that she has to take care of. Which, you know, I don't know what's in her pocketbook. I don't know what's in her wallet. But whatever man she gets, she's going to be damned if she do, damned if she don't. That's why it's so hard for superstars and women with a lot of money to find a man, because she's either gonna have to get one that, you know, she feels like she's taken care of, or she's gonna have to get one that's trying to take care of him and simp his way into her life and just being a simp. And simping breeds femininity, because guess what? Everything she tell you to do, you're gonna do. Every time she wanna do, she wants something, you're gonna agree that she should have it. You're not gonna have a say at all. But guys, let me tell you something. This is the key to dating a woman that has more money than you, that makes more money than you, that has more materialistic things than you. First of all, you got to be in a position to take care of your own self at the level that you want to take care of yourself, or at the level that you can sustain. And once you have that level, I don't care how much more money she makes more than you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can never value the finances that she brings to the table. I'm not going to tell you that you can't enjoy the finances that she brings to the table. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that at all. But you can't value them. Because once you start valuing what she brings to the table and her finances, and I'm not talking about cooking, cleaning, the things that a woman do to make a house a home. I'm not talking about that. Once you start valuing her finances, she's going to feel empowered. And once she feels empowered, then you're not going to have a say. She's not going to submit. The submission is lost. The eroticism is lost. Everything is lost. So you can never value that. So if she starts to get out of line with the disrespect, not wanting to listen at anything you have to say, then you will have the ability to tell her to take her $2 million, $3 million and move her ass on down the road. As simple as that. Move your ass down the road. And once she find out or figures out, oh, he doesn't care about my money, we can take trips, but he doesn't care about my money, then she's going to treat you accordingly, because you don't care. You don't care. Huh? But once you start, baby, can I have this, baby? And once she sees that you, and this happens a lot, guys, y'all will allow a woman to convince you to live above your means. You'll convince a woman to live above your means. You end up getting a house that you can't pay for with your money, with your paychecks. Then you find yourself in deep water and you can't live without her. And once she figures that out, the power dynamic changes. First of all, she's stepping into your lane. She's becoming a provider. That's it. And a lot of brothers, to be honest with you, they don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to date a woman and like, well, she has to date a woman on her level. She don't have to date a man that's on her level financially. She has to date a man that's all the way in his masculinity, in his alpha most. In his alpha most. That's what she has to do. But they think, see, finances doesn't equate to you being a man. It just means you, because it's plenty of athletes out here. Man, I swear to God, man, these dudes don't know shit about women. And they'll let women drag them through the mud. They out here paying for sex, out here doing all kind of wild shit. Out here crying over bras, man, and, you know. sleeping with their best friend, broad, man, sleeping with teammate, broad, all that old raunchy shit, man. All that old raunchy shit, guys. Because that's all it is, man. Just raunchy shit, bro. Yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of money, but you're doing raunchy shit. Yep. But listen, guys, I'm not going to hold y'all too much more longer, man. You know, ain't too much I got left for her. You know, she's out here doing her thing, guys, and it don't look like she's going to slow down, man. But until next time, guys, peace.